We hope your employment rights are getting you enthused about challenging unfair treatment at work. Don't be put off into thinking you have no choice except to put up with bad behaviour. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. In last week's episode, we took a quick look at your contract of employment and what needs to be in place before your employer can make changes to your permanent contract of employment. We established that for changes to take place, you must either agree to the changes or your contract must contain a variation clause which allows your employer to make changes to your contract when your employer chooses to do so. But this is Employment Rights Online, and we wouldn't be here if employers followed the rules. So this week, we're looking at the three hostile ways your employer might try to change your contract without your agreement and without a variation clause. It's well known that employers will try to make changes to your contract by trying to bypass the two key principles under which changes can be made, and instead will opt to try and force through contract changes by abusing their power. And there are three main ways your employer will try and force through those changes. The first way you may find your employer trying to do this is when your employer imposes new contract terms on you without your agreement or consent. This is sometimes called an imposed change, and the first time you get to know about the changes is when your employer tells you, not asks you, but tells you that these changes are happening by saying things like, your hours have been changed, or the days you work have been changed, or your workplace has been changed, and the change is said and done as if the only right you have is to agree the changes and carry on working. Now, let's be clear here. We're talking about the types of changes that go against agreements which are written into your contract of employment. So if your contract of employment says you work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of every week from the hours of 9 till 3, and then your employer comes along and says, okay, you're now going to work Monday to Friday and your hours are going to be 9 till 5, then that is a change to your contract. And if you are told about the change and there is no agreement, then that is an imposed change. The second way your employer might force contract changes is when your employer comes to you with the plan for changes as if they are seeking the agreement for the change, but in the same breath, they tell you that if you don't agree the changes, you will be dismissed from your job. And the third and final way your employer might force through contract changes is when your employer terminates your existing contract and the existing contracts of your colleagues and then offers to re-employ you all or rehire you all under a new contract with new terms and conditions which are worse than the old contract. This is sometimes called new for old, or dismissal and re-engagement. And if you think you've heard this before, then you're right. You'll probably remember the last time this action was used, which was on the 17th of March 2022, when a company called P&O Ferries sacked 786 crew members across their entire fleet without proper consultation, and then set about hiring cheaper workers to crew its ships. This was called the Great Fire and Rehire Scandal of 2022. And in fact, what it was not a contract change, but an attempt to get around redundancy laws. So dealing firstly with a mass fire and rehire situation, if you're caught up in such a situation, your employment rights are greatly strengthened now by a draft fire and rehire code of practice, which came out at the beginning of 2023. And whilst it's still out for consultation, it still carries a lot of weight. The key point about the code is that it will require employers to be honest and transparent about the fact that the employer is prepared to dismiss and re-engage employees on a less favourable contract. The code also requires employers to communicate their fire and rehire plans at the very earliest opportunity in the consultation and negotiation process where contracts are being discussed. The code is clear that where an employer is dismissing more than 20 employees, and you might be one of those 20 employees, and there is a plan to re-engage workers on a lesser or poorer contract, the employer must, not may, but must follow five main stages of a redundancy process, which are firstly, preparation by considering whether redundancy is actually necessary and then finalising timescales and documents if it is necessary. Number two is the selection process, and it includes deciding on the pool of people considered for redundancy. It also includes the criteria for the selection of the pool and the application of objectivity across the selection process. And what that means is that you can't just pick somebody to make redundant just because you don't like them. Number three is consultation, which must be completed within legal timeframes. And number four is writing to employees who have been selected for redundancy to inform them about their selection and their right of appeal. And number five is the redundancy payment process, with a right of workers with more than 2 years' service to receive redundancy payments and have a written schedule of how their redundancy pay has been worked out. So if you are part of a fire and rehire contract dispute, you're pretty much covered by this code and your employment rights are recognised and strengthened. But what are your employment rights if you're an individual worker faced with a forced contract change? Well, a contract of employment is a legal agreement between your employer and you, the employee. Its terms cannot lawfully be changed by the employer without agreement from you. And what this means is that your employer owes an implied contractual duty to you to explain clearly the effect of any change to your contract. And this means that although this duty to explain might not be written into your contract of employment in words, your contract of employment has a built-in principle called the principle of mutual trust and confidence agreement, meaning that at the very least, there should be no surprises in your contractual relationship with your employer, because your employer should not be doing anything to destroy that mutual trust and also shouldn't be doing anything to destroy the company's duty to practice in good faith in its relationship with you. So, depending on the extent and likely impact of the proposed contract changes on you, let's say, for example, the proposed contract changes might affect your ability to attend to a private family matter which you've been doing every day under your old contract, because under your old contract, your private life wasn't affected, and that could be something like picking up your children from school every day or caring for a relative after work. So, depending on the likely impact of the changes, your employer should meet with you and explain their case for making the proposed change. You should then be given time to consider the proposal, as well as time to suggest alternative ways of achieving the same result for your employer without changing your contract. So, for example, if your employer is proposing contract changes to save money, you should have time to consider the changes and put forward your own proposals. Alternatively, your employer can also push through the changes by agreement by compensating you for those changes to sweeten the deal. Like, for example, if your employer is seeking to withdraw a benefit that was part of your contract, that contract change could be covered by financial compensation to cover your losses. And that might then put you in a position to accept the contract change. And this would be considered to be in line with maintaining the mutual trust and confidence agreement and the implied duty of good faith agreement that is built into your contract. If you and your employer can come to this kind of agreement, there would be no need for your employer to force through any contract changes on you, and the likely threat of you being dismissed if you don't accept the contract change, well, that would likely go away and no longer be relevant. But as we know, in the world of employment, not all forced contract changes will end up with a positive outcome. So in the final episode of this mini-series on contract changes, we'll look at what happens if you are an individual in your workplace and not one of 20, but if you are an individual in your workplace and contract changes are forced on you, resulting in you losing your job if you don't agree. And we'll look at the employment rights you have to challenge your employer's behaviour. So all of that will be in the next episode. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that if your employer tries to force you and more than 20 of your colleagues to accept poorer contract changes or be dismissed, you have employment rights to protect you if your employer decides to disregard codes of conduct and redundancy laws to get rid of you. Alternatively, there are ways that your employer can win you over during what feels like a forced contract change, like, for example, trying to sweeten the change with financial compensation or some other forms of compensation for any contract changes that might be seeking to withdraw contractual benefits from you. Remember to listen in next week for the final episode of this mini-series. As usual, you can find all our support links at the bottom of these show notes. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link in these show notes. Finally, please share our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and also leave us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.